Blog Talk Radio.
Grand Rising, good morning, good morning. Go Ask Val, 8:45 a.m. Central Standard Time. It is February the 6th, 2021, and I am your hostess and host. Let me go ahead and read this description so I can jump right in. I gave myself 15 minutes. I appreciate the sun shining right now in my face, in my eyes. I'm usually one that speaks by the moonlight, but I need more sun in my life, more vitamin D changing rays that activate the vitamin D. Having an awesome day on purpose begins with you. You being me, me being you, us being that. How we spring out of bed can set the tone for how we move throughout the day. Preparedness of mind and heart, encouragement, and even commanding our light to show up helps us live God's best each and every day. We live in this earthly box called humanity. And today I encourage boxing and unboxing our emotions, our material goods that represent our lives of yesterday, and creating new boxes, which is ways of being, to authenticate that we are no longer bound by old patterns. My personal prayer to us and to myself, the individual and the collective, is to live with the peace of knowing the war is over despite old influences. We are fluid in our love. We are fluid in our riches. We are fluid in our healing. Carefree and rising to live above the clouds of circumstances is today's motto. Carefree and rising to live above the clouds of circumstances. If you can relate to that, feel free and please do donate to this worthy cause of letting in more sunshine into our lives. Cash App, Go Ask Val. That's $ Go Ask Val is a Cash App. And if you have PayPal, Valerie_Jeff@Hotmail.com. All of that is in the description box. Excuse me, let me clear my throat. And good morning again to everyone who lives inside the proverbial matrix. It has been a beautiful, beautiful year so far, 2020 plus one. I come to you as a powerful being, powerful because I've acknowledged, seen, and resonated with my own words manifesting at a rate that is sometimes hard to believe, but it's as if once you do get what you ask for, you see that there is the need, or at least the desire, to prepare more, to get more time. And that's what we call grace. Grace is represented by the number 5. And grace is time, space, ability, help, thanksgiving, and gratitude. All of those things come to mind when we are weaving together from the days of yesterday to our most expected and blessed and prosperous future. I thank those who have been an influence in my life, both for the good and the challenging. I won't call it bad. I'll call it challenging because it requires that we grow. It requires that we mature and perfect our most precious gifts. And our voice is a precious gift. Reminded of a child, a baby, when they are first born, we are looking for not only their physical attributes to make sure that all things are intact. But we listen to the baby's voice because it is the sound that tells us and indicates if the baby is calm and if everything is going on beautifully beyond what the doctors can see. And so crying is actually an instruction from the baby that there is a need, that there is something that is required. We love to see our babies thrive. And as a grandmother, I have a big heart as it pertains to children and grandchildren and babies. They are our future, but so are we. We are their future. And so God promised that a day would come that we no longer would sleep. Sleep in the way of ignorance, sleep in the way of dormant, but we would be changed and that we would have an eternal body. And I would like to believe that not only does our spirit go with the babies, the new ones, but our ancestors still live in us, among us, with us, through us. And we honor them best when we honor both our patterns of old with a new sense of purpose and being. And so 2020 was a year of recognizing our interconnectedness. We have a plus 1 year now. How together are we? How beautiful do we see the world becoming? These are questions that I want to ask myself, and I want to ask you, my listener, whenever you find this Valcast. One of my visions and desires has been to change certain words so that they can help us to connect new brain waves, new synaptic nerves, if that's the proper term. It basically says we've had only a portion of our mindset connected. We were told that we only use about 10% of our brain, and then we were told that the other 90%, for the most part, is subconscious. So my prayer is that we bring subconscious to consciousness, that we are no longer just a talking head or seen as a talking head, but that we have a balance throughout the divine body of God, the divine body of Christ, so that we are not tossed to and fro by things as simple as black and white and red and color. We are not blinded by the outer appearance of mankind looking at physical features and attributes as the limitation of someone's potential. Breathing, speaking, and communicating with others is God in motion. Whether we are sitting, whether we are talking, our words are carried on the wings of love, and they accomplish what they are set to do. My intention today is not only to get solid within myself, but to send those vibrations out into the world to bring a sense of calmness in those subconscious areas to remind mothers when they are holding their children, whether big or little, you know, 9 months old or 90 years old, that you have the power of creation in your hands and you are the power of creation. With or without help, as we understand help. Our very speech, our very intention, excuse me, they are all our tools, they are all our gifts to bless and be a blessing, to deconstruct those things that would deter or try to deter us from our best purpose, our highest purpose. And so I speak again, let there be light. And there is light. And the light is good. And that light is the light of mankind. That's a woman, that's a man, that's a girl, that's a boy, that's non-binary, binary. The limitless of this world is our best blessed hope. And hope is not a bad word. It needs not be thrown away. It is not the final expectation. But when you don't have anything else that you're looking forward to, then you grab hope until the words come, until the idea comes that I am that hope, and hope brings about the manifestation of that which I believed. It does not make me ashamed. And so I personally stand not so much on my feet, but stand in my word that I am not ashamed of the good news that has been given to me, that we are a freed nation. We are under the goodness of a holy and a complete God, for what that word originally meant for me. The Most High, the Supreme, that which truly has no name, because it's every name. There's a spark, there is a potential, there's a power in everything, every being on the planet. I have it and you have it. And we choose different paths and categories to express our godness. How will you express your godness today? Will it be a Sabbath? Will you rest? Will it be a Sabbath where you speak life? Will you just relax, enjoy yourself? There are no wrong answers in that respect. No wrong answers, only choices. And so this last minute, again, I invite you to pick up my book, Awesome Day on Purpose by Valerie Jefferson. It is on Amazon.com. I invite you to let there be light and be encouraged by my words today to unbox your potential, to box up those things that no longer serve you and send them to someone that could appreciate them as you have. The good, the not so good, and the purposed and the called. I love you all. I send you love, light, peace, and joy. Go ask Val. Until next time, I'll see you on the other side.